With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan. Simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Wednesday morning. It happened right around midnight Eastern time. Brian Cashman got his man, the elusive Gerrit Cole, who he's been chasing down since he was in high school. Drafted him, of course, didn't sign with the Yankees, went to college, got drafted by the Pirates after that. Tried to trade for him, didn't work out. Astros got him. Well, Gerrit Cole got the money from the Yankees. He is now in pinstripes. 9 years, $324 million. He would not be denied. Brian Cashman was not going into 2020 without Gerrit Cole. So all the Yankee fans out there who have been complaining the last couple of years that the Yankees have not been the Yankees and they haven't gone the extra mile, well, you went the extra mile this time, and you got what could be, you know, one of the top three, I believe one of the top three pitchers in all of baseball. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing great. Not as good as Gerrit Cole, though. And I will say, Yankee fans, you do have a little coal in your stocking for Christmas time here. Yes. And the holidays and all that other stuff. Mm. So congratulations to you and to Brian Cashman for spending other people's money. That's great. $324 million, $36 million a year. I don't care. It's their money. Who cares, right? And I would say that Major League Baseball Players Association should be very happy with this offseason as these contracts just continue to grow and grow and grow. And it was kind of interesting because when you compare it to what Jacob deGrom has done over the last 2 years and you look at how much money he's making, what a bargain the Mets have with their two-time Cy Young Award winner. So, hey, the Yankees got him. Now, they still got to do some more movement around here. They're trying to get rid of Jay Happ now. He's got a $17 million contract coming this week. And then, of course, you lose Didi Gregorius to the Phillies.
Yeah, that's the other part of yesterday. Yes. That was big news, is Didi Gregorius. One-year deal, $14 million to go be with Joe Girardi in Philadelphia. And I think Didi's going to have a great year for them. I mean, and this is a guy that clearly the Yankees were ready to move on from. And you were on that, you know, before anybody, really, we're talking about Didi at the end of last year. I remember you asking John Flaherty during the playoffs, you know, while the playoffs were going on, you think Didi's going to come back? And he's not. He's not coming back. And the Yankees had decided to move on. Gleyber Torres is going to be their shortstop. DJ LeMay, who's going to be their second baseman. You know, we'll see how first base shakes out. And you got Urshela and Duar over at third base. But this guy was a clubhouse leader, and he did one of the most impressive things that we have seen in Yankee pinstripes over the last decade or so, which was replace Derek Jeter and be a guy that people weren't comparing him to.
It's amazing what he did when you think about what he accomplished here as a Yankee baseball player. So I don't know. I'm going to miss him. I think he's a terrific player. I think he's a terrific leader, like you said. He reunites with Joe Girardi where, of course, in Philadelphia, which means that, you know, another, you know, to me anyway, in the eyes of and many other, I think, NL East watchers, I would say that now the Phillies, the Braves, and the Nationals are significantly better than the Mets.
Yeah, I mean, on paper, sure.
And the Mets have done nothing.
It looks like the Nationals are going to lose Rendon. I would be surprised if he ended up signing back there. Yeah, I mean, it's a very, very tough division for sure. But yeah, I mean, the Phillies have made a lot of moves that I wanted the Mets to make the last couple of years. And this is, I know that, getting Didi Gregorius is not something that was on their radar, but I've agreed with a lot of the Phillies' moves. Didn't work out for them last year. Ended up being a fourth place team. But, you know, so far adding Joe Girardi, adding Didi Gregorius this year has been, you know, very, very impressive. Adding Zach Wheeler, of course, very, very impressive this offseason.
But so basically what it comes down to is you're replacing right now, when you move J-Hap and Didi Gregorius with Gerrit Cole, is really is what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
In terms of money. In terms of money.
Right, yeah, in terms of money, sure. But I don't know if Didi Gregorius is going to be here anyway. It didn't seem like if Gerrit Cole was a Yankee or not, I'm not sure if Didi Gregorius was going to be
here. I think the Yankees had to do what they're doing simply because you can't pay everybody. And Torres is a shortstop. That's what he is. And he's a cheaper shortstop. He has more controllable years. I mean, these are all things that you have to take into account when you're building your roster at the level that the Yankees seem to be building it at now. You know, and it's all about moving money around and who do you want to pay. And, well, I'll tell you what. So, Gerrit Cole turned 29 in September. He'll be here until he's 38, I believe.
Yeah, 9 years.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, he started, I think, 35 games or, I don't know, 32 or 33 games the last 2 years for the Astros. I mean, this is a lot of pressure, man. This is like he is coming in and this is not, you know, this is where fans are engaged. This is where, like, as Pat Shurmur's finding out, you know, as any manager, as Mickey Callaway found out, I mean, fans are engaged every single time you are on the field. And for the case of a pitcher, this is a lot of money. And this is $1 million to start, or a little bit more than $1 million to start per year. This is what this is.
Sure. But I think if you're going to give that type of money to a guy, he better be right. Yeah, performance-wise, attitude-wise, makeup-wise. I mean, I think, you know, everything about the guy to me screams, this is why he pushed all the chips in the middle of the table. You know, some of these other guys the last couple of years, whether it was Corbin or whoever you're passing on, you're saying, nah, not this guy, not this time, not Bryce Harper, not Manny Machado, even though those guys are position players. No, this is the one. You know, and Brian Cashman had mentioned that Gerrit Cole has been his white whale for a long time, and he's always wanted him on the team. You know, it's not just because of his performance. It's because of his makeup. And, you know, things like Andy Pettit getting through to him is another reason why I love to hear the CC Sabathia getting through to him. It's not just he was going to take the best deal. We know that. But I also think that the whole Yankee championship thing and the guys like Andy Pettit and CC Sabathia making an impact on him. I mean, if you're a Yankee fan, you love to hear it. You love everything about it. And I don't know if this is going to hamstring them in the future of making other free agent splashes and worrying about signing your own guys. And now you got Giancarlo Stanton making $300 million and Gerrit Cole making $300 million. But this is something that they could not be outbid by the Dodgers or Angels. This was their offseason to get the big fish, and they got him. And we had been screaming the last couple of years about the one thing that Brian Cashman hasn't been able to do in recent memory, I'm talking about the last 4, 5, 6 years, is get that starting pitcher either in a trade or in free agency to put him over the top. And I believe that last night, or early this morning, about 6 hours ago, he just did that.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have arbitration signings, too. You're going to have Paxton's going to get a new contract. Judge, Sanchez, Canely, Urshela, all those guys are, you know, arbitration eligible, and they're all going to get new contracts. They're also going to be bumped up. I don't know how significantly, but I would say, you know, it's significant money when you add up all the players. And now you add this $36 million a year, $1 million to start, essentially, is what it comes down to. And so you add that to Stanton, who's got a $26 million adjusted salary, $23 million for Tanaka, Chapman $17 million, $200,000, and then Jay Happ is at $17 million. So that's why they're trying to move Jay Happ. They got to get him out of here. And his $17 million. And look, you know, this is what it is. It's all about moving the pieces around the board. But what you do have, without question, you have one of the top three starting pitchers in Major League Baseball that every time he takes the ball, if you're in the midst of a losing streak or you want to start a winning streak or however you want to look at it, you have that person, you have that attitude on the mound for you as the New York Yankees.
Oh, you know who your opening day starter is. You know who your game one starter is. You know who your game seven starter is. I mean, that's something that they've been missing. I mean, in some of this stuff that the Yankees dealt with, you know, the last couple of years, especially last postseason with a bullpen game here and Chad Green's going to start there and how the hell is this happening when you're the New York Yankees? No, Not anymore.
He's just going to have to shave. That's all.
Yeah, well, that's the one thing. But yes. He hasn't always had a beard. I've seen him clean shaven before, so it's not like he's always had the beard. But, I mean, you saw how intense this guy is.
Yeah.
I mean, in that run that he went on last year, I mean, this isn't some sort of fluke that Gerrit Cole was as good as he was the last couple of years, especially last year. I mean, how he didn't win the Cy Young, I know that Justin Verlander during a regular season was slightly better. But, I mean, towards the end, he'd rather face Verlander than Cole in the postseason because Cole was that dominant.
And you saw how ticked off he was in Game 7 when he didn't get in.
Right.
Because he wanted the ring. And I think that when you sit down and you take a look at the Yankees and everybody and the other opportunities for you or for him, you could say to yourself, okay, number one, best contract, good, great. Number two, best bullpen, good, great. That means they're going to get me some wins.
Sure.
Number three, a winning pedigree and somebody who is expecting to win right now. Check number three, right? I mean, all these boxes that I would think you would want as Gerrit Cole have all been answered by the New York Yankees. And I would imagine when the Yankees were interviewing him, and according to Brian Cashman, this interview went on and on and on and on. You know, you would get the sense you'd be able to tell whether or not his personality is going to mesh with what you're doing here with your team. So, and I think, you know, they got the guy. They got the guy now. This is what we've been screaming about for 5 years. Go get this guy.
Yep.
And they finally have their guy, the ace of the rotation, the guy that's going to take that ball every fifth day and is going to give you a chance to win every single game he's on the mound with. So hopefully things work out for him. You know, good for him getting the money. Good for the players. I got to believe the players are happy.
Oh, you would think. I mean, think about it. Two guys in 2 days, a $245 million deal and a $324 million deal. Last year, he had two guys making over $300 million in the totality of their contracts, and Harper and Machado, two guys that were in their 20s as soon as they hit free agency. I mean, you would think that, you know, some of this collusion stuff that we had been hearing is now out the window. Now, I know there's still some veteran players that, you know, don't get as much of a fair shake as maybe they did 10 years ago, but that's because the game is going in a certain direction, and there's no longer long-term commitments to position players over 30 years old that are on the decline statistically and analytically, but that's just a different story. That's just what you're worth. But as far as the general managers getting together and say we're not going to dole out big contracts, which you heard from players and members of the Players Association, bull crap. We've got four contracts here, more than that, because you had also guys like Mike Trout and Nolan Arenado that stayed with their teams that didn't even hit free agency that ended up getting an exorbitant amount of money. I mean, the players have to be absolutely thrilled with these numbers.
I mean, Trout's $426.5 million. Harper's $330 million. Stanton's $325 million. Gerrit Cole's $324 million. And Machado, of course, with San Diego at $300 million.
That's Yankees got two out of those five. They got two out of those five right now. You know what that means? It's either you win a championship
or you get fired.
Or it's over.
Or somebody's getting fired. I would think that, you know, the pressure now and the expectations now because of adding a guy like this are about as significant as they've ever been for the Yankees.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, they always have pressure, but now when they go out and do this, it does ratchet it up. I believe that to be the case, too. But I also think they got the right guy. Like, this isn't something like James Paxton. We didn't know. We heard things. Oh, he's from Canada. He's Big Maple. Doesn't matter what situation
he's
in.
He showed us up in the second half of the season
and
in the playoffs.
It took him a while to get there.
Yep.
But that last start he made at Yankee Stadium in an elimination game, the guy was awesome. So that was good to see. But Gerrit Cole, you don't have to worry about him. Like, I mean, I'm not saying he's going to be perfect, but as far as his makeup and if he can pitch in New York and if he can pitch in the postseason, I mean, that's a lock. You know that. I can't see this guy crumbling in a big spot. We just watched him in the postseason
unbelievable. I don't see that happening either. I just say that, you know, he knows what he's getting into. His sister lives here, right? So that's good. And
he was a Yankee fan growing up. He understands.
Maybe that has something to do with it. Who knows? But look, welcome to New York, man.
Yeah. No, I know.
That's why I look at it. And good for them and good for him.
Yeah, I mean, he is someone, too, that, like, it's really easy to root for him because with him standing up on the mound, that intensity that he has, you know, walking off the mound after a strikeout, like, he's that guy, like, when he's yours, he's on your team, and he's
going to be a little bit like Roger Clemens' attitude.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I agree with that. This was about as good of a morning wake up or last night if you were up. I mean, I thought something bad happened when I rolled over at 2 a.m. and checked my phone, and I had three or four Yankee fan texts in the middle of the night. They didn't even care that I was sleeping, you know, with woohoo this and check this out, how great is this and everything else. I mean, this was about as good as a gift as you could possibly get if you're a Yankee fan. And you do, if anybody calls up today complaining about the money, and you're in there, a Yankee fan, you're nuts.
Who cares?
You're nuts.
It's
you're
their money. They
nuts.
Have it. They can spend it.
Yeah, of course
and
they can.
Not like, and it's not like they're like overspending for, you know, the entire team, because, you know, they obviously are going to get rid of half. They already lost Didi Gregorius. They're going to have
CC
to pay.
CC came off the books.
Right, CC came off the books, so they're going to have to pay some of these other guys, and they're going to have to give a, I would think, somewhat of a significant raise to Brett Gardner.
Yeah, and Andy Martino tweeted out just a few minutes ago that expect the Gardner signing to happen soon now. Like today, you'll probably hear whatever that's going to be, because they need him. They absolutely need him. And they also need him for a couple more reasons, other than the fact that Aaron Hicks is not healthy, is that Didi Gregorius, where are the lefties right now? You know, now that Didi's in Philadelphia, where are the lefties? So, I mean, Mike Ford? I mean, that's what we're talking about?
All right, yes. Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
I mean, those are the guys, those are the lefties in the lineup, Brett Gardner and Mike Ford? I mean, I would end up taking a look at that if the Yankees are going to...
I'm sure he's looking at that in probably some other outfield depth position. Try to find a lefty or something. Who knows? I mean, it's interesting. They got the guy that they wanted to get. They're going to have to maneuver a few other contracts around. They're going to have to pay a few guys in arbitration. And it'll be interesting to see where this number ends up at.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, no.
And to see whether or not they give any of these younger players, you know, maybe a deal, buy out a couple of those years.
Yeah, the arbitration years like we saw with Hicks and Severino. All right, 9 years, $324 million. Gerrit Cole is a New York Yankee.
So let me ask you this. Who is your number two starter for the Yankees coming back at the beginning of the year? Do you think it's Tanaka? Do you think it's do you think it's Paxton? Or do you think it's Severino?
Man,
that's a pretty good lineup of pitchers.
Yeah, it
right
is.
There,
I mean, I don't know if you want to go Cole Paxton because it's lefty, and then go to Tanaka third. I mean, I don't know. It'd be some sort of combination of that. But yeah, but here's the question. What's interesting about your question is there's no debate anymore about who your number one guy.
That's
is.
Right.
We're not debating about that anymore.
We know who number one is.
Yeah, we do know who number one is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.